Genesis 32. Let me take my text. Genesis 32, verse 24 reads, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day." Pastor, would you please pray over the preaching of the word tonight? I'd like to take this text and preach on a sleepy Sunday night message entitled WrestleMania. When I was young, my brother, who was older than me, of course, it was a big bone of contention on a Saturday afternoon who got the television remote. And usually, since he was bigger and stronger than me, it was him. And when he had the remote, guess what we watched? Wrestling, which I hated. I absolutely, positively could not stand it. The faux drama, the corny wrestling moves, the bad acting. I remember I would see these wrestlers, you know, you'd see them like on daytime talk shows or something, and they would be out of persona, you know, not acting like the Ultimate Warrior or whomever, and they actually spoke like normal people. Their voices weren't all scratchy, and they weren't screaming. And they would do all those crazy vocalizations, you know, make themselves sound fierce. But one thing I did know, that there was some of the things that they did that, you know, if you actually did that to somebody, that would really, really hurt. One of the things that my brother learned was this move they called the sleeper hold. And, you know, like they would put it on each other, and the guy would be like just about to go down, and the referee'd be watching him, you know, checking to make sure he wasn't getting choked, and his hand would be going down, and the crowd would start cheering, and all of a sudden he would fight his way out of the sleeper hold. My experience with the sleeper hold, was waking up on the kitchen floor, thinking, "How did I get here?" And hearing my mom, as my hearing started to return, "No, I don't think he's faking. I think he was knocked out. I saw his eyes roll back in his head." My brother, "No, I didn't do it like that." Okay, thank you, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah, probably that would have been my brother's choice. "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day." Jacob got to a place in his life where he had nothing to hope for in and of himself. He had gotten to the place where he said, "I have nothing left to hope for. I believe that everything that I have done in life has brought me to a place of hopelessness and sure destruction." And when he was in this place, he was confronted by a man. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." If you don't allow the adversary to get a sleeper hold on you, and you take a nap in the middle of the confrontation, you shall reap. When Jacob was confronted with a corporeal being, a physical being,
somebody with which he could contend. He grabbed hold of him, and he would not let go. He wrestled with him. He struggled with him. And I don't think it was in WWF style. I think it was an actual, earnest striving with of this man. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, this is from the man with which he is wrestling, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. You ever wrestle with your child? If you have a child. You ever wrestle with your child? You rough house a little bit. You let them push against you. Maybe let them win a little bit. Get on top of you. Then roll them over. Almost pin them. Let them struggle. Let them push against you. It's a good way to improve their strength. Fellowship a little bit. But you'll see in this adversary that Jacob took hold of physically, he didn't make it easy for Jacob. He didn't lay on his back and let Jacob cover him and matches over. That's not what happened. He earnestly contended with Jacob. Why would this person do this with Jacob? And all Jacob wanted was some help. He was struggling for help. And as he saw that he did not prevail against him, he even gave Jacob a handicap. Not just momentarily. A handicap. I'm just going to lay hold on God, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to wrestle, and I'm going to push through, and I am going to receive the blessings of God. Well, why wouldn't God just give them to him? Jesus said in Luke 10:27, and he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." How do you express the depth of your love for somebody? With all of your strength, with all of your heart, with all of your mind. Perhaps Jacob had been to this place before. Oh, Lord, bless me. Oh, Lord, give me what I need. Perhaps God said, "Really? Really? Do you mean it this time, Jacob? Do you really, really, really intend to receive the blessing of the Lord this time?" Jacob had, up to this point in his life, had experienced some of God's blessings. And I think also, perhaps, Jacob had a sense of headiness about him. Like perhaps something he had done to earn God's blessing. I'll get to that in a moment. And the man said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And Jacob said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Now, they had been wrestling all evening long. And my wife's brother, he was a strong man when he was in high school. Bench press, played football. They tried to get him on the wrestling team. Said, "I couldn't handle another man sweating on me. I just can't. I could not do that. Wrestling is a strenuous physical activity." Well, these two individuals had been wrestling all evening long. All night. Jacob had been wrestling injured. And I don't think it was a slight injury. Oh, I pulled my hip. Sounded like he was actually in physical pain, under great duress. And yet he would not let go until he had received the blessing of this individual. Now, I was thinking about this. Do you really think that God needed to be elsewhere? Do you think that God was, oh, it's almost daybreak. I got an appointment somewhere else. I don't really think that was the case. I think that God was conscious of the fact that Jacob had an appointment. Jacob had a destiny to meet. But Jacob would not be satisfied until he had God's spoken blessing. And the man said unto him, what is thy name? And do you think that God didn't know who he was wrestling with? I think he did too. Why would he ask his name then? After Jacob had put forth all this effort, after he'd struggled through all this hardship, after he endured the whole night long, I believe it was confession time. What's Jacob mean? I'm a liar. I'm a trickster. I'm a deceiver. How had Jacob really received all the blessings that he had obtained up to this time? By deceit. By trickery. So in some ways he was confessing, why, I'm a deceiver. Perhaps also he was a little bit proud. I'm not just a deceiver. I'm the best deceiver around. Perhaps not. I don't know his conjecture. But what was it also? It was a form of submission. A form of submission. An admission of who he was. And he said, your name shall no more be called Jacob, trickster, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and have prevailed. You shall no more be known as a trickster. You shall no more be known as a deceiver or a liar. You shall now be known as a son of God. And if children, this is Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. Why would Jacob wrestle with God? Why would he be in such a place? Because, as I mentioned, he had come to the place where he believed he was in certain doom. He believed that he had put himself in such a situation that there was no way of escape. He couldn't believe in his own strength, or his own wisdom, or his own intelligence. He believed he was about to reap the consequences of the actions of his life that perhaps he thought he had gotten away with, or put one over on his brother. And now, as he comes to God, God changes his identity, gives him a new name. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? In Any of you ever wrestle with somebody physically? You ever tussle with your siblings, maybe? You ever strive with somebody in some kind of athletic endeavor? How quickly do you come to know their strengths? I never was a wrestler. I couldn't stand the idea of wrestling. It just wasn't my deal. Probably because I hated WWF, and I couldn't imagine anything that was called wrestling would be something I would want to do. But if you match strength with somebody, and you strive with them, and you have done everything you can to overcome or to bear with this person, perhaps when you had the advantage and you couldn't bring it to pass, or when they had the advantage and didn't press it, do you think that there was any possibility that Jacob did not know who it was that he had been struggling with? I don't think it is possible. I think Jacob was very well aware of who it was that he had struggled with. And yet still, he dared to ask for this being's name. And at this point, I believe it was an act of humble adoration. He wanted another level of intimacy. He wanted the name of this person who had given him a new name and had given him a blessing and alleviated his trouble and his stress and his pain and his fear and had given him promises of blessing. But it wasn't at this time God's will to reveal his name unto Jacob, to Israel. But if there's any doubt, and I'm closing with this, about whether Jacob knew who it was that he struggled with and who it was that he sought the blessing of, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. And what was the result of meeting God face to face for Jacob? And my life is preserved. All of the hurt, the pain, the anguish, the fear is gone. I now believe that whatever it is that God has for me, I shall be preserved from it, or through it, and in it. Today, in the current dispensation, if you will only decide, I will have God's blessing, you do not have to wrestle with God physically. But you may have to wrestle with yourself spiritually. You may come and meet God face to face spiritually. You may be given a new birth. You may be given a new life. And yet, if you do not love and desire God's blessing with all of your strength and with all of your heart and with all of your being, you may come to a place where you wrestle with yourself. And you shall receive God's blessing if you faint not. And it's not even so much the adversary that could put you in a sleeper hold, although he would desire to. Maybe your own flesh. But our God stands ready to test your strength, your will, your resolve, and he doesn't do it out of a malicious intent. wishes for you to know where the blessings come from, and that you sincerely desire them, and you know to whom the glory goes.